Good morning, this is Marco with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn a quarter cent higher, 659 and a half. September wheat up 15 and a quarter cents at 951 and a half. And November beans up 6.5 cents at 1469. There were no export sales again here this morning. Wheat higher. Looks like, you know, the world is looking to buy some wheat out here. Egypt's out for a tender here. I don't think the U.S. will get any of the business, but, you know, it's a worldwide pot of wheat. And every time we dip into it, we're taking more wheat out of the system, which makes it tough with Ukraine not exporting a whole lot out here. And I don't see any real avenues for that to increase anytime soon. So the wheat's on a little bit of a rebound after what's been a pretty tough month or two here. Corn just steady here. Traders still believe that the acreage report tomorrow is going to show more corn acres, less bean acres. It may be significantly less bean acres. I look at the July-November spread out here, closing over $2 yesterday for the first time. That may be an indication of what's to come here. Certainly, some of these reports we're seeing, you know, their average guess is bean acres down about 400,000 acres. I think it's going to be, you know, closer to a million, if not more than that. It may be even kind of a shock to the market. The question is, you know, if we add those acres onto corn, you know, is corn going to get slammed? It may on the, you know, on the bell, you know, at 11 o'clock tomorrow, we could see the corn take a pretty good spike down. But will it come back if the beans are incredibly strong? And my guess is it probably will. So I don't know that those reports really can be too bearish out here, but we'll see. Palm oil down a little bit overnight as palm oil continues to move lower. Their balance sheets look better, production up, demand down. So that could weigh on the bean oil out here. The weather looks, you know, okay. It's going to be hot in Texas and Oklahoma, very little rain. But the rest of the country looks moderate temps, moderate to warm, with some scattered rains out here. So we don't see any major problem here for the time being. So I think, you know, today we'll be on the firm side, maybe corn the laggard, wheat and beans strong as we wait for the reports tomorrow. Crude oil is up another buck and a half here. It's about 60, 70 off its highs, but still up a buck and a half. So that could add to a little bit of the strength. The metals are a little bit better here this morning. So we'll have to see how that all works out. But, you know, like I said, I think we've got a good chance to see corn on the weak side, beans and wheat on the strong side. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.